The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Magus Show. Tonight's the wingding. It's going to be at the Armory. This is something Alex and I have judged for the last 3 years, and it's because we eat a lot of freaking chicken wings. They've asked us to judge. We're clearly Top Chef kind of connoisseurs of chicken wings. It's actually a super cool event. It benefits UCP Heartland, which helps kids living with disabilities an opportunity to get jobs, and jobs help empower them. So it's a really cool event. It's going to be at the Armory tonight. I think they still have tickets available. You get them at the door. Hannah and AB came out last year. They're going to come out this year. You drink beer and you eat wings. So the poll of the day is, what's your favorite wing?
So I didn't really get into my wing era until this year, actually. Shout out Wingstop. And I realized that I'm a big Louisiana rub girl.
Oh, you're a rub girl.
Ooh. Yes. Love the meat rubs.
You love the little dry rub.
Yeah.
Love a little dry rub. All right.
I do.
You know, it's weird. My favorite wing, and I haven't been there in a long while, but it was like a stopping ground back in college, was Shomi's, and their Hiroshima. Their Hiroshima flavored hot wing was like, that was my favorite.
Isn't that a whale?
Is it a whale? No, the Hiroshima? No, it's like you had their different sauce styles. It was like hot.
No, that is something else, though.
Hiroshima. It is?
I don't think it's a whale.
I believe that's a sauce.
Are you trying to think of like where like the bombs were in World War II?
Yes, yeah, I think that's what I'm thinking of.
That's what they call Hiroshima,
because
it's like,
because it's like an atomic bomb.
That was
so that's what you're thinking of. Maybe that's what you're thinking of, but I don't know why you said whale.
No, like, I've heard Hiroshima, and the only thing I thought it was a whale. Why the hell am I thinking of that? It kind of makes sense.
Sometimes we need to take a microphone away from you, too.
Just like, I gotta look that up. Anyway,
it's for like the atomic bomb because it's so spicy.
It's so spicy. Yes.
Glad we cleared that up. So the Hiroshima wing, which I'm assuming that it had a little like some Thai Japanese type of flavor and seasoning to it, which is interesting. I didn't take you as a guy who had those type of unique flavors. It's just spicy.
Yeah, I can't do that anymore. But that was back
interesting.
In the day. Yeah.
All right. AB.
Well, I really only ever get wings from Buffalo Wild Wings, and I'll normally get...
Most overrated place ever.
I love that place.
It is a sponsor. They're going to kick me off.
I'll normally get half buffalo and then the other half honey barbecue. You're a big buffalo girl. I'm a big buffalo
girl. I think honey barbecue is the best. Like, I like their, like, if you, like, give me a unique flavor where they mix, like, a buffalo and barbecue and all that kind of good stuff together, and it's, like, the specialty flavor at any place, I always go with the specialty flavor of a wing place. But if I'm going to go, like, traditional wing flavors, honey barbecue is where I go every single time.
You good over there? I just wanted to say that I looked up Hiroshima whale. That is not even, it's not even showing me anything remotely close.
You act like that was new information to us.
I'm shocked.
Or anyone listening.
I've lived my whole life thinking that Hiroshima was a whale.
That comes up a lot in your life?
Yeah.
I feel like it does.
Like, oh, man, those Hiroshima whales. Living my whole life thinking about those Hiroshima whales. Do you know that scene in Billy Madison when he goes, "We are now dumber after listening to that"? Yes. Just play that scene in your head for a second.
The polls are open.
So, guys, knowing that Hannah is like this, you get to compete against her in a game where she answers questions and so do you. Vantage you. And we'll give you tickets. Dirk's Bentley tickets are yours right now. 314-531-9898. We'll give you some Dirk's Bentley tickets for playing Hannah's homeschool on Y98 St. Louis.
Thank you for listening. Until